By now, you're probably thinking about how to cook your turkey and what sides you should fix to join the bird on the table. But have you considered what to drink during the meal?
Mm-hmm. Here with some suggestions in our wine department, syndicated wine columnist Scott Greenberg with our wine of the week.
Yay, Scott!
Good to have you back, sir.
Good to be here, sir.
Well, you don't waste any time on Thanksgiving dinner. You say the bubbly right off.
The bubbly. Let's go straight for the bubbly. You know why? Bubbles mean they're festive.
Uh-huh.
They are palate cleansing, and they go with a variety of food. So, you know, whatever those hors d'oeuvres that you've got out, those little treats that you might want to start your Thanksgiving off with, bubbly is going to go with it. The non-vintage La Torridera Brut from Veneto, Italy. This is a Prosecco. Now, remember, Prosecco is both a place and a grape, but in this version, they blend in a little bit of Chardonnay, which I love because it adds a nice structure, a little touch of green apple on the front of the palate. You get a creamy mouthfeel with these rich, wonderful notes of nectarine and peach, and this little bright citrus pop with a crisp, elegant finish. And for $18, it's a nice way to have a little bubbly to start your Thanksgiving with.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So you like white wines with your turkey.
I like all wines with my turkey, but we're going to talk about a white wine now. And normally, you know, so this is the disclaimer. I happen to have a crush on this winemaker. Heidi Barrett out in Napa Valley. Now, I along with a lot of other people, have a crush on this winemaker.
And your wife doesn't mind.
Oh, no. She's actually encouraging it. But she is the goddess of winemaking in Napa Valley, and she makes the 2013 La Serena Moscato Azul, and it is just absolutely a brilliant white wine with vibrant aromas of tropical fruit, honeysuckle, peaches, little lychee fruit on the nose, and then you get this beautiful, nice ripeness, round mouthfeel across the palate, and just a touch of minerality. Sort of reminds me, actually, of a very dry Riesling, and then a lemon-lime peel on the nice lingering finish. This is an absolutely delicious wine. I am having this wine with our turkey this Thanksgiving, $30.
Now, red wine doesn't always seem to go together with turkey, but you've got one on your mind that might go.
Absolutely. I think if you're going to do a red wine with turkey, it's got to have soft tannins and bright fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 2011 Georges de Boeuf Julien's Flower Label Beaujolais from Burgundy, France. And this is just a great match. It's soft, structured wine, but it really does offer a lot of luscious fruit, like black cherry and red raspberry, and gentle tannins. Again, gentle tannins. And it's got this lovely mineral edge and just enough acidity to give it that bright, juicy character. I think it's a great, straightforward, beautifully balanced wine, $14.
Wow. I have to say, Scott, people don't know this, but when Scott walked into the newsroom, everybody starts to cheer wildly. It's like, yay! Because he brought them wine.
That's just a rumor.
Scott Greenberg, syndicated wine columnist. Want to know what wine to drink with your next meal? Check out all of Scott's recommendations at WTOP.com. Search Wine of the Week.